Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hey, it's Jackie Cation. Welcome to the Dork Forest. You know the websites, JackieCation.com, DorkForest.com, TheDorkForest.com, FamilyPetAncestry.com. You're probably already there. Let's do the credits. Mike Rickberg composed and sang that song with his wife, Sarah, that you just heard. He's going to sing his version of the Mexican Hat Dance at the end of the program. Patrick Brady is going to fix this audio, and Vilmos works on JackieCation.com, the website. There are many ways to support the show. The Amazon link is one. You can use an Amazon link from JackieCation.com or DorkForest.com to go to Amazon. You order like normal, and it supports the show. There is a straight-up donation button, PayPal or Venmo, to this email address that is mine, Jackie@JackieCation.com, where you can just donate to the show if you like the show a lot. I think PayPal has figured out a way to do a monthly. If you want to go monthly, please do. Other ways to support the show if you want to is you can buy merch. There's Dork Forest t-shirts, and all the shirts are union made here in America, so they run a little big. Union Bayside, so if you want to look up their size chart. And then the other merch is my stand-up merch. On JackieCation.com, you can watch me do stand-up, you can look at my schedule, and the stand-up merch, a couple of different t-shirts, couple of different enamel pins, and all of my CDs and my DVD. If you want to live stream my DVD, it's over there at comedyfilmnerds.com. They have a live streaming capability, or you can get a hard copy of the DVD on my website. Oh, there are premium episodes at Bandcamp. TheDorkForest.bandcamp.com has probably 10 episodes that were done live. They cost me a couple of bucks to make, so I charge you a couple of bucks. If you've run out of regular episodes, go over to TheDorkForest.bandcamp.com and get some more. Other than that, I say this, let's get into the show.
There it is. Welcome to the live Dork Forest at Tree Fort Music Festival in Boise, Idaho. Is that how it's pronounced?
Yes.
I hear it's
you
boys,
it.
Actually.
Boys?
It's pronounced boys.
Boys.
It's boys?
Boise? Boise?
Boys like young men?
Boys to young men.
Boys to young men.
That does not reflect well upon the Mormons. Let us keep moving.
Nice.
I've lost half the crowd. Hey, here's the thing about a live Dork Forest. Chance. Is I can get 22 people in any city in the world. And we have proven it once again. It is very weird. You know, I think
way to stunt on these hoes, just being like,
yeah.
No, these are the hardcore. This is what we're talking about right here. I don't want any more. This is it. Lock the doors.
This is the
I don't
ceiling.
Want
It's actually my ideal sized audience.
It's it is nice. It's super soothing.
No, this is the ceiling for me.
Let's just do it. Sophia Alexander, you guys. I'm sitting here with Sophia Alexander, who has a podcast of her very own called Parts Unknown.
Private Parts Unknown.
Private Parts Unknown. What
That's
is
what
your
you said.
What's your Twitter handle?
For the podcast or for me?
For you,
Sophia. TheSophiaSofiya.
Say
Everyone's
it again.
Like, oh. It's an extra letter in there. I'm Ukrainian. Deal with it.
Deal
Sophia.
With it. Own
yeah.
it.
Okay.
Wait, which letter is extra? The S?
The Y. Yes. The S is silent. It's Ophia, actually.
Yeah. Those expensive ass vowels.
And right next to her, of course, is Adoye Travis. Adoye Travis, you guys. Do you have a podcast?
I also have a podcast. Yeah.
That's awesome. We're gathered here to advertise other podcasts. What is it?
My podcast is called Dark Tank. It's a show where I have white people.
Oh, that's right.
He just remembered,
yeah.
huh?
I just yeah. remembered I'm going to be the Whitey Magoo tomorrow.
Yeah.
Me too.
Are you?
I think
Oh, thank
so.
God.
Yeah, everyone on this, everyone is going to be on yeah. my show tomorrow, yeah.
Wait, tell them what you call us.
So it's a show where I have white people pitch solutions to racism to a panel of black people.
Yeah, that's not going to go
and,
bad.
And these my friends on the show tomorrow will be my gentrepreneurs for the evening.
I prefer that over white devils.
Well, it's implied.
Yeah, all right, good.
In parentheses, cracker ass cracker.
No, too strong.
Colonialist? I prefer colonialist.
Colonialist, yes.
Hi,
I prefer
I'm
city
Irish
builder.
And Armenian. What do you prefer?
City builder.
City builder. Oh, interesting.
All right, let's dial it back.
All right. And the voice. That voice is Mr. Sam Talent, you guys, at Sam Talent.
Hey, everybody. On
Twitter.
Very
By
glad
the way,
to be here.
Adoye has a Twitter handle, and it's at Professor Doye, D-O-Y-E,
yes.
Professor Doye.
Yes.
There you go. Are you a professor?
No, you're allowed to lie on the internet.
Excellent, excellent. And Sam Talent, do you have a podcast?
Yeah, I have a podcast called Shinin' with old David Bory. We have 16 episodes, and I think we're on hiatus for a while. Yeah, but they're very good 16 episodes.
Hey,
everyone.
That's a season.
Honestly,
it
you
is.
Did too many.
Getting
you're
16 out of anything out of David Bory is amazing. So
I like that Sophia's brought her phone just in case you get bored.
No, it has valuable notes.
Oh, does it have dorkdom? Does it have dorkdom notes
yes.
on it? Okay, so this is the Dork Forest, you guys. The Dork Forest is where I talk to people about things that they enjoy a lot. They don't have to have all the information. They just have to be enthusiastic. And it has been many different topics. Our own Emma Arnold, bees,
Woo!
You guys. That's an excellent episode about bees. Anyway, she's a bee dork. I wanted a more of a response than from just, all right, okay. So what I did was, usually with a live episode, comics blow it off. They do 16 episodes and then they take a hiatus.
Yeah.
They absolutely never respond. And then we talk about the one thing that one person, they all came up with it. But now we're going in this order. What we have here, Sophia, you went with your favorite hip hop lines.
Yes. I feel like a lot of people who don't like hip hop or rap, they think it's like a lower art or something, which pisses me off so much. And those will be the people that also like nerd out about comedy. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Hip hop is essentially stand-up comedy.
And poetry,
right. Which is the best, but it's hard to sell people on poetry, Jackie.
You are not wrong. You are not.
Yeah, it's like I'm trying to sell them medicine with more medicine. They're like, I'm good.
Yeah. Fair enough. So, okay, you're right, though, is because some of the funniest lines.
Yeah, and they really are inspiring. They inspire me to write material because they have uh-huh. such good punchlines and stuff and so many levels. And I took so many notes, way more than you have time for. So just cut me off anytime. You said you can't get too into the minutiae. I was okay,
but
challenge accepted.
But you will have to, do you have a favorite lyricist in the world
okay,
of hip-hop
so
at this time?
I'm just going to say, number one for jokes is for sure Lil Wayne.
You guys, anyone out
the
there?
Funniest.
Some nodding, okay.
I feel like they're just being polite, these white people. They're like,
very possible. I am unfamiliar with Wayne's work.
Wayne's work. Hard time.
Though I will say that I have been to a gas station, so I've probably heard his words.
Because, if it was a good gas station, you did.
Well, no, because they always play very popular music, and I'm still listening to Harry Chapin. So it's not.
I don't understand that reference.
That's because I was born 107, and that is from before I was born.
Okay, I'm just going to start on a light lyric I enjoy, which is G's move in silence like lasagna.
Classic.
That's so good, right, you guys?
Break it down.
Okay, so lasagna has a silent G in it. G is short for gangster. So, like, gangsters move in silence like lasagna. Because of the silent G.
That is good writing.
How good is that?
That's great writing.
How good is that?
Oh,
that's
man.
So good,
that is good
right?
Writing.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude, I have
okay.
so many to contribute now. I want
oh,
to
please, please.
Please chime in.
Well, Earl Sweatshirt is one of my favorite rappers, and he's very good at describing how hard he is. He's like, in a thuggish way, not in like a penis way.
Right. I went right
Although
to the
some
dick
classic
joke.
Lines about penis hardness also.
Plenty of classic penis hardness lines.
Tumescence.
Yeah. Mm. One of my favorite lyrics of his is in the same song actually. He has in a chorus he says harder than immigrants work. That's one of my favorite lyrics.
Yeah.
But then he another line he goes let me try to remember the whole verse. Hard as bottomless pit, feeling as hard as Vince Carter's knee cartilage is. That's one of my favorite lyrics of all time.
And a fun word twister, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's just fun to listen to.
Is that a sport person?
Vince Carter.
Here's the great thing about the Dork Forest. I don't know anything about anything. So I will ask the question that we all needed asked.
So
this is a fun Venn diagram of just two circles nowhere near each other.
Yeah. Exactly. You should, yeah.
So Vince Carter is a basketballman who is 90 years old.
Okay.
And
known for his slam dunk prowess.
still very good at dunking old age.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. All right, good
so
for
his
him.
Cartilage yes. is good.
He yes. single-handedly made the Raptors a relevant team.
Yes.
Which is impossible. They're Canadian. That's tough.
Brought basketball to Canada.
Oh, wow. He's mm-hmm. Canadian?
No.
He's good at basketball.
We got that. And then he took the game of basketball to Canada.
Yep.
He carpet-bagged
up there.
And made them give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And all right, that is exciting.
Yeah.
And, you know, to your point about that lyric as well, I enjoy lasagna.
Yes,
so
who doesn't?
I'm with you.
Delicious.
Perfect lyric.
Also,
all right.
Another lover of lasagna, Garfield, begins with a G. Just thought I'd point that out.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, the hard G, too.
Hard G.
Second one, she get on my dick and stay up all night like porch lights.
Like
yeah, because porch lights stay on all night. You guys,
yeah, they
get
do.
It?
Yeah, they do.
That's fucking.
I used to, we used to turn our porch lights off because my dad wanted us to save electricity.
Money.
And now as an adult, I leave them on because I can't.
No one can tell you what to do.
No, grown up, I pay the electric bill. It's me.
I have ice cream every day.
I want ice cream every day. I have a lyric from 1989's Big Daddy Kane.
Oh, please. Oh,
romance wow. with no finance is a damn nuisance.
Ooh.
That's one of my favorite lines of his.
Very good. Ooh.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
And very true.
And then I think it was
Janelle Monáe.
Janelle Monáe. Together, take it apart, put it back together. Janelle Monáe, not a hip-hop person.
No.
But
adjacent.
Get off my areola.
Yes.
Is one of my favorite lines. Essentially, it's like get off my dick, but for ladies.
This
or anyone with an areola.
This reminds me, I was just on tour with two comics, Hannah Hogan and Christine Little, and we invented for when we have to go to the bathroom, we were like, let's go drain the clam. Right?
Oh,
how great
no.
is that? It's real
oh,
good.
No.
That guy just winced.
It's
because there's drain the snake, right? And
right.
we don't get that.
That guy winces at that too, though. He's a good sport. He's like,
an equal opportunity
winner. That's it. I don't want to hear anybody draining their
anything.
Why don't you go use the toilet like a grown up?
I prefer to use the phrase dry my whistle. Because when you drink, you wet your whistle, you got to get it dry, you know?
For some reason, that makes me think of you giving head to a lady. I don't know why.
Well, you know, we take what we want from things.
True. What do you got, Sam? You got anything over there,
I like
Sam?
Strain the pasta.
Oh, and we're back to lasagna, you guys.
Yeah. I haven't had carbohydrates in 3 weeks, so.
All right, do one more.
Okay.
We'll try to have a conversation, and then we'll move on to our next topic. Then we'll just go back and forth because they all got a topic. It'll be fun. It'll be over almost immediately because so many great topics.
Wait, this is really hard to narrow down, but
I know.
Do want to just say that Childish Gambino has some of the best lyrics, and these are not politically correct, but
uh-oh.
I made the beat retarded, so I'm calling it a slow jam.
Okay. All
I
right.
made the beat, then murdered it, Casey Anthony. Pretty
right.
good.
Well, the thing about Childish Gambino is
yes.
that he doesn't care about
no, he doesn't.
Everyone's approval. He's got shit to say.
Yes.
And he it doesn't rhyme sometimes.
More guess. Green than my Whole Foods, and I'm too fly, Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, that's a Jeff Goldblum.
I feel
reference.
Like your audience is. Squarely in the Jeff Goldblum.
In the Jeff Goldblum camp?
Area. I am in a Facebook group called the Jeff Goldblum Appreciation Society, run by Brandy Posey.
We could have talked about Jeff Goldblum, is what you're telling me,
yes.
Sophia Alexander. All right. Well, I like Childish Gambino. I've only seen videos.
This is America?
Yeah. That
That's
one.
A good one.
That was a good one. That was a that and that guy's super talented. Uh-huh. I don't know if you guys
he
know
sure
this.
Is.
I have at least 13 nieces and nephews. I don't know if you yeah. can hear that in my voice. And I got 4 great nieces yeah. and nephews. So I'm 100.
Yeah.
So
that's yeah. a bane on my existence. It makes it hard for me to live.
That
people
guy?
Are always people like, hey, you know, you
people,
look like Donald Glover.
People keep congratulating me on the show Atlanta. So,
well, he is handsome.
He is handsome, and we're
so
from the same neighborhood. So
right,
maybe
you're both from Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what to do. What do I do?
Well, I get Rosie O'Donnell, so...
Okay,
what?
Okay.
Why don't you... I know, it isn't right. It's and I've always gotten Rosie O'Donnell, but
always
because we're almost the same age. She's probably 5 or 6 years older than I am, and but I they were like, she does stand up and she's not pointy, and I'm like, you are correct. Those both of those things happened in the 90s, and but that was but anyway, yeah. So
I get John Popper from Blues Traveler.
Oh wow.
Well, that's a music reference too, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh man,
he can't slam dunk.
He objectively cannot.
No, he is bound to the earth by gravity's cruel reins. Yeah, I had to quit wearing my harmonica band. What's
bandolier?
Thank you.
Yep, that's what I'm here for. In words.
Is he also very tall?
Yeah, he's tall and rotund and
right.
You know.
Which seem like conflicting things.
No, if you're gonna be a big fat guy, you should be tall. That's the rule.
Well, you get away with more.
Yeah, exactly.
I think. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get a poster of Barbara Streisand all the time.
You get that?
Yeah.
Because she's Ukrainian?
Yeah, people.
Right.
People see the same thing.
No,
she's not.
Oh, great. Okay. You know, a thing I don't get.
All right. Well, let us.
Yes.
You enjoy anime.
I,
this is another completely different dork. Each of these could be an hour. Go. Do you have a favorite?
Okay, so I feel like I want to stress that every black person loves anime.
Is that true? So,
yes, it is. It is true.
One of these guys is taking notes. He's like, interesting.
Yeah, just interesting.
Go on.
Interesting.
I've never met a black person. There we go.
Yeah, find me in the streets.
Yeah.
I'm here.
It won't be hard in Boise.
It will not.
No.
I leave Sunday, so, you know, get it in while you can.
My ad. I'm about to do an ad. Rangers, this is another ad for The New Yorker. I can't tell you how cool The New Yorker is. You get 12 weeks of The New Yorker for $6, plus the exclusive tote. You go to newyorker.com/dork. And Rangers, listeners, you save 50% when you enter the code DORK. And it's 12 weeks for just $6, regularly $12, plus the New Yorker tote bag. You get home delivery of the print edition each week, plus unlimited access to newyorker.com with 10 to 15 exclusive site-only stories every day. You have access to the apps, of course, online archive, crossword puzzle, right? And some of the best writers in the country write for the New Yorker. We all know about Ronan Farrow, who has written breaking news on Harvey Weinstein and Les Munoz. There's Helen Rosner, a James Beard award-winning food writer. She just joined The New Yorker as a roving food correspondent in 2018. She's contributing essays on all the things to do with foods. It's wonderful. The New Yorker represents the best in writing in America today. We all know that. So I say do it. You get online and print. The New Yorker covers all the topics. Politics and news and international affairs, climate change, the environment, pop culture, the arts, fiction, food, humor, cartoons. I love The New Yorker. It is intense and educational, but it's incredibly well done, and I can only recommend that you go to newyorker.com/dork and save 50% off when you enter the code DORK and get a free tote as well as a subscription to The New Yorker. Let's get back into the show.
So, Dragon Ball Z is one of the most popular shows.
Dragon
Ball Z.
Where they just hover in the sky and growl at each other.
They hover in the sky, and the balls themselves, they growl at each other, yes.
Well, there's the spiky hair.
I have so many questions.
Yes.
So many questions about
Are
Dragon
the balls
Ball Z?
The same as, like, Pokemon-type balls?
No.
Very different.
You idiot.
Excuse me.
God.
No. Explain what Dragon, because there's Dragon Ball and then there's Dragon Ball Z. So
yeah. So yeah. Okay.
What?
So,
what? That's yeah. different.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're two different things.
So it's like different Star Treks. Where so, they're
yes,
just both.
That's exactly okay. what it is.
So
well
there's
played,
there's
well
Dragon Ball. There's Dragon Ball Z. There's Dragon Ball GT, not canon. Dragon Ball Super, which is happening right now.
That's right.
Dragon Ball is based on the Chinese novel Journey to the West. There's a lot of. I don't know. There's a lot of mythical shit, and it's not really that important for if you live in this country. Dragon Ball Z, and I say because Dragon Ball Z is the version that they marketed to Americans because they decided we don't like just little kids running around with doing shit with their monkey tails. You know, there's a lot to unpack.
So much. I barely understand it. I did know that there were three different ones, and I did not know about Super.
Yeah.
Are you watching Super at this time?
I'm watching Super. I just watched a new movie that came out recently.
Who were the characters in Dragon Ball Super?
In Dragon Ball Super, it's all the same characters. They're
all
doing old guy shit now. And it's just the proportions have just gone out of control. So Dragon Ball, it starts with Goku as a young child. He's 14 years old. He's the Christ figure. Mm-hmm. Goku comes to Earth from the planet Vegeta, which is also the name of his best friend, who is Vegeta. He's the Prince of all Saiyans.
That's how you say that? I thought it was Vegeta the whole time.
No, see, the thing about Dragon
Ball... You were making a fool of yourself.
Okay, so every character in Dragon Ball Z in the Dragon Ball universe are named after food. So Goku, his original name is Kakarot, which is a carrot. Vegeta is vegetable. There's a guy named Tuffle who is truffles. They're weird, like Japanese translations and back and forth and all this stuff. So there's Truffle, there's the Brief family. They're all named after clothing. Bulma is a loose translation of bloomers. Her daughter is named Bulla, which is bra. Her son's name is Trunks, who is also the son of Vegeta.
Cut to 45 minutes. There's another guy.
Yeah, there's another guy.
He's named after a hat. There's a couple people who are just...
This is just like when my mom tells me about her job.
No, it's mostly...
I'm like, who the fuck are any of these people?
It's mostly like butt and food jokes.
It's a lot
of
butt
and food
jokes.
It's literally Dragon Ball, the whole universe was created for a 6-year-old boy who won't let go of his crotch.
Yes.
And there's a lot of jumping up and down because it's exciting. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. Mm-hmm. And then they wrestle in the air and they growl at each other. And and then one of them eats and laughs and laughs.
Yeah. And that's the end of the show.
Why? Right. Why do they fight?
Okay.
Right. This is a good question.
Because war is eternal.
Because conflict is inevitable, and we're all living, breathing creatures. And because it's also,
who's the bad guy, and what do they want, is what I'm saying.
Okay, so the bad guy is in the beginning, is Lord Frieza, who is, he was invented as an allegory to, like, Japanese real estate marketers,
that's
salesmen.
That's awesome!
Okay.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Wait, what? He's an evil real estate agent?
He's an evil real estate agent. And so
You've met evil real estate agents.
It's like everybody you went to high school with.
Yes!
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah, and he's,
You're doing great, man.
You really are.
Wow,
you're really
okay.
Doing great.
So Vegeta, Frieza and his father, his name is Frieza, his father's name is King Cold, his brother's name is Cooler. There's just, there's themes in all the, oh man.
Right. Well, they learn English in 5-word chunks.
Yes.
And then they're like, we're just going to translate it. It's going to be great, just go.
Yes. And so Frieza is he is like a conqueror of worlds. The Saiyans are a race of warriors that work for him, and they come from planet Vegeta. It's all just kind of a big metaphor for slave. So RZA,
not answered one of my questions.
Lord Frieza. He's the bad guy.
He's the bad guy.
Why? What does he want?
He conquers worlds.
He wants.
Is he of this world?
No.
From Vegeta.
Okay, that's the first thing you tell me.
God,
he's not of this world.
Keep up.
Okay, so Frieza, what he wants is eternal life. Why? I do not know.
No, you don't need to explain that. That makes sense. Yes. I also want eternal life.
I don't know if you...
Wait till you're in your 50s.
Yeah. People always think it's sad when your friends die, and they...
I don't know how long you've been doing comedy, but I would like to die.
I'm happy to be alive.
Anyway, so the Super Saiyans and the Saiyans all come from that planet, and then they are fighting them off so that we can own our own goddamn strip malls. Is that what I'm hearing?
Essentially, yes.
There you go. You feel better?
Okay. No.
Do you like any cartoon movies at all?
Yes.
Sophia Alexander, what cartoon do you have? You ever seen Mr. Miyazaki?
Yes.
Have you seen, did you know that Ponyo loves ham? Have you seen that one?
No.
Ponyo? Okay.
I've not seen that one.
My Neighbor
no.
Totoro? That's a
have
good one.
Have you seen My Neighbor Totoro? That's a good howling.
No, I was like an Invader Zim fan. Is that
Invader
all right
Zim's
to
great.
Say in here?
That's a cartoon, but
I don't know if you're all judging. You're like, that's pedestrian. I was watching when I was not alive.
Safe space. Love Invader Zim. Do it.
Invader Zim is a classic.
It's a great show.
Yeah, I've been to Hot Topic.
That's where I watched it.
That's where I watched. Did your parents drop you off at Hot Topic and say,
parents? You give me too much credit.
Would it help if I told you that that all of Dragon Ball Z is arguably a metaphor for black men in America? Or just black people in general.
Go
as
on.
So basically Frieza's like the Saiyan race works for him, and there's never any discussion of payment.
He's a slave owner.
Yes, also the Saiyans are all born with tails. They that allow them when there is a full moon to transform into giant ape creatures. Also Frieza calls them monkeys all the time. He's very racist. Over time, throughout the series, as the Saiyans become more powerful, they gradually lose their tails. There's no discussion of tails anymore, and it's sort of a gradual civilization of the Saiyan race. And people always tell me that Akira Toriyama just forgot to draw their tails after a while, but after a while they're just like, there's a lot of pulling and cutting of tails, but after a certain point they're just born without tails anymore, and none of them transform into apes anymore, and the Super Saiyan form, they transform from having black hair and black eyes to being people with blonde hair and blue eyes, which is the most powerful form that they can they can take,
right.
until Super, which is when they I think catch on to what's happening and realize they don't. Although there was some questionable dialogue in Super that I think reinforces this.
Cut to an hour and a half later. Yes, and that's why they need to control the means of production.
Yes. And scene. That pretty much sums it up.
That's what got you into it.
Yeah. No, I'm really into the slavery aspects of it.
No. Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball Z got you into anime. Yeah.
That was the inspiration for my podcast, Dark
Yeah,
Tank.
Yes.
And what about, have you ever been to conventions and stuff like that? Or
yes.
Do you do any cosplay? Do you ever?
So I...
Yeah, he dresses as Donald Glover to pick up chicks.
Yeah. Yeah. Not working so far. I don't know what's going on in Boise, but... But no, I do. I actually work for I host an anime channel for Frederator, which is the people that produce Adventure Time and Fairly Odd Parents. And I just started going to conventions and stuff recently.
Oh, cool.
I also work for Crunchyroll, technically.
Crunchyroll is a website?
An anime streaming service.
Thank you.
Also, a delicious roll to get.
Very tasty.
Who doesn't like a crunchy
sushi?
Roll?
Mm-hmm.
I can't have carbs.
That's a hill I'm dying on for some reason. Okay, so if did you ever see that anime?
Yep.
It's the giant people that eat the
Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan. Yeah.
Yes, I've seen a lot of it.
It's okay. Super, super sad and terrifying.
It's very sad and
sometimes
very graphic.
Sometimes anime is terrifying.
Yeah, and also I've seen arguments that the creator might be a Nazi. I feel like I could do this for everything.
How can we ruin what you love? Come.
Hey, do you like Berserk? Look it up.
Mm.
It's troubling.
It's. Can you ruin Magic the Gathering?
That game's ruined itself.
I can only ruin it by way of that I only know it because I started watching and playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Before I ever held a Magic the Gathering card. Mm-hmm. So I really only know derivative forms of it, and therefore I don't care about
Yu-Gi-Oh!
It.
A game for babies.
Moving on.
All of them are games for babies.
No.
What are you talking
One's
about?
One's like chess meets poker.
It's I will tell you this, is Sam Talent, his dorkdom is Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I love
Magic
it.
Magic the Gathering is a collectible card game that is...
It's a way of life, Jackie.
It is... Once you've jumped into the pool of Magic the Gathering, yes. I have come home and my husband has had Magic the Gathering cards. He's clearly been sorting them for 3 hours.
And, you're married to a man who plays Magic?
Yes.
You're so lucky.
I'm so lucky. Do you know what he said to me? He said, get out.
Was that funny?
He said, I'm going to put these away. We're never going to mention it.
And, yo, I've had that conversation with my wife. My wife doesn't know how deep I'm in this. She found a backpack filled with Magic cards, and she was like, what the fuck is this? And I reacted like she found my child pornography. I was like, that's not... Not that I have child pornography, but it was akin. Yeah, oh, I wanted to go bury it in the desert like a hard drive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm very much ashamed of of how deeply invested I am in
now,
the game.
Magic the Gathering, you buy a starter pack.
You can, yeah.
That's how you often start. Mm-hmm. And then you buy booster packs, which are $4.99 a piece.
Yeah.
So a backpack full of booster packs, you don't have any children, do you?
Oh, no.
Thank God.
I mean,
there
the cards are my babies.
Well, you know? And they don't need to go to college. No. Don't worry about it.
No. In fact, I won a scholarship by playing Magic to go to college.
Did you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I did.
Expand on that, please.
Junior Super Series, 2001, Kansas City, Missouri. There we are. I'm playing Big Red against the Arcbound Ravager deck.
Is that a person?
No.
No, it's a demigod.
Are you playing? Is it just a red man on a deck, all red?
It was all red. Yeah, okay. With some artifact help, Chimeric Idol, Shrine of Burning Rage. Anyway,
I'm gonna unpack this a little bit.
Please.
Okay, Magic the Gathering has there's a way to activate every card as a spell, and the way to do that you use land cards to activate it. It is called mana, like from heaven.
Yeah.
Anyway, there are five different colors of mana.
There's
sorry
six
about that.
Now.
There's
they have a
six.
Colorless one.
Oh, the colorless.
Yeah.
All right.
This is the biggest MLM scheme I've ever heard of in my entire life. People are like, Rodan and Fields, they're trying to sell me eyelash serum. This is really where it's fucking at, dude.
Magic the Gathering is actually quite interesting, but they do get you because
you can't activate this without a land card. You better get the land card.
The land cards
are fair. The extra red deck, that's probably the deck you really want.
The land cards, they give
them
away.
The mana cards are free. The mana cards are almost free.
Yeah,
but you do
super
want.
Stupid.
Except for your dual lands, which go for literally thousands of dollars.
It is true.
Yeah. I've never ever talked about this in public. All right.
And I'm hope serious. You never do.
I know.
No, do what you do.
I have
you're
so
doing,
much
man.
Shame, man. It starts from lying to your friends at 12 years old.
That's. I was gonna ask. So you're 12 years old.
Well,
and
you got into it by buying boosters and starter decks. I knew a 17-year-old who
she
used
got
to
into
smoke
it by
cigarettes
buying a
with
husband.
Children.
Wow.
Yeah.
So your mom like found your cards and was like, "Why aren't you doing drugs?"
Pretty much. Yeah. Uh huh. My mom was like, you got to quit hanging out with Reggie. And I was like, why? He gets me. He's a cool older boy. We share the same interests.
I'm going to introduce you to a nice, polite, young drug dealer.
My mom just slipped me some PCP.
I'll tell you, the reason I started playing Magic the Gathering is because the guy who booked my home club got into it in 1995 or 94 or something like that.
Yeah, the good old days.
When it first began. It was it was invented in 1994. And he was like...
93.
93, thank you. And I actually appreciate that.
You must be so embarrassed. Like,
yeah, who are you?
Yeah. Who's running this thing? Welcome to Pork Forest.
But I really wanted to get booked at the club, so
what
he was like
was
with Acme Comedy Company in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I'd rather give that guy a blowjob. That is just a way smaller amount of investment.
Oh, no, he ended up building me my first deck, and so I ended up... The thing is I don't know, you guys know this, I have a podcast called The Dork Forest. So I'm willing to play a game, it turns out, and I'm willing to read a book. And so, yeah.
My ad. I'm about to do an ad. Rangers, this is an ad for Robinhood. And it's forest.robinhood.com, just so you know. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. While other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees, so you can trade stocks and keep all your profits. Plus, there's no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. view easy-to-understand charts and market data, and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. You can also view stock collections, such as 100 most popular. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio. Discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so that you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is giving listeners of the Dork Forest a free stock, like Apple, Ford, or Sprint, to help you build your portfolio. So sign up at forest.robinhood.com. Let's get back into the show.
So when you were 12, Reggie hooked you up with his old cards, or he built decks for you?
Well, Reggie was not a savory character, but me and my buddy Clay DeHaan ended up going over to his house one day. And he was 17 and we were 12. I got to underline that point. All right. Used to wear basketball shorts all the time. Didn't matter the weather. And yeah, he turned us on to magic. And, from then on, every Friday after football practice and basketball practice, you know, cool guy stuff.
Right.
I would lie to my friends on the team. Like, oh, I can't go to the pizza parlor. I have to do something else. And they never knew what it was. And I had this whole secret life. Still do. I've got friends in Denver that are only my friends through magic that will never, ever meet my wife. I've seen them on the street in front of my wife, in front of my cool friends. And they've been like, hey, Sam. And I'm like, I don't know who that is. And I'm not lying about this. This
you
is true.
You must embrace all of these people.
I have such a deep-seated shame.
Now, why do you have a shame about magic? Because you said in the email, you said that you were semi-pro. You got a scholarship for it?
I did, yes.
Why would you be ashamed of that?
Have
you
won tournaments? It's lame as hell.
Oh, it's lame.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm an adult man who spends thousands of dollars and also acts like they're, Wall Street investments.
Right, well,
I've lied to my wife and been like, look, we can't afford this right now because I just bought a Mox Ruby and I've got a good deal on it, all right? It's going to appreciate. It's not unlimited. It's beta, baby, all right? I can't look the woman I love in the eyes, who's a doctor, and been like, I just can't have this conversation. And thank God she's too busy, sewing people up to listen to podcasts.
She's saving lives.
She is, yeah. She saved mine. She animated Dead, Black Spell, Beta, all right? So I only play the color red, so I'm cool.
You only play the color red?
It's the only color that matters.
Wow. I like a green-black mixture. I don't know about you guys.
Makes sense.
Pretty controversial stuff.
Yeah.
I know.
Do you play any games? Have you ever played Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh or any of that when you were a baby?
Any video games?
Russians have a very strong, like...
Did you play backgammon?
Bread in.
Were you sitting around?
No pleasure kind of thing, you know? Like, no so stuff that's
for
just
shots
like,
of vodka when you were a baby? Wasn't
no, but
backgammon?
I played a knife-throwing game.
Don't y'all have, like, the fastest internet connection in the world and you're just wasting that?
Would you play Mumbly Peg? What happened? Hi.
Plinko?
The what Appalachians is Mumbly in 1928.
Mumbly Peg's the game.
It's a very old... Just me and the guy in the orange hat. Okay. We know. Leave us alone.
Yeah, that guy's definitely been Plinko? In the train yards, played some knife games. Uh-huh.
There's a Russian card game called Durak, which means like idiot. Played that. It's pretty good.
Is it... Do you play with regular cards? A regular deck of cards?
Yeah.
Is it like... Uno? What is it?
No, it's like you're the idiot at the end of the game if you lose. And then sometimes what's fun is like you make them wear a funny hat or something for the next round.
So
but that's just an addition we made. It's not like not a Russian
so,
thing.
So it's like spades for white people.
No, yes. That's hearts.
Hearts?
Yeah. There's a guy in Denver who's a magic player who wears a funny hat, and he...
Oh, does he now?
Yeah. Believe it
Shocker,
or not.
Shocker, huh?
Yeah, and he wore it so much that he had his name legally changed to the Mad Hatter.
Oh, my God. That's
okay,
awesome.
Okay, hold on.
These are the people I don't want my wife to know about.
Now, I knew a guy who changed his name to his D&D name.
Nice.
Yeah, I can't remember what the hell it was.
He changed his name to the phrase, his D&D name?
No, his character's name. Do you play any D&D? Of course you do, right, Sophia? This is a big part of your life, Dungeons & Dragons.
No, okay. Look, I was a different kind of nerd. I was really into the Wheel of Time series by Robert Jordan.
Right,
which
16
there's like,
books.
Yes, read them all. Just reread them.
It's what's his name, Brandon... Sanderson, he finished it
after Robert Jordan died.
Right.
Literally, writing the books probably killed him. They're like each 800 pages. There's no way.
And one of the books is just one day in the life of the guy. Like, the, if you skip that book, you've missed one. It's like the TV show 24. And the weird thing about Sanderson, was that his name?
Yeah.
Brandon Sanderson? Yeah. The guy who wrote the
Saunderson,
last...
maybe?
Saunderson, maybe?
I don't know.
Anyone?
Saunderson.
What do we got?
Any wheelheads in the house? Come on. Huh? Wheelheads?
Brandon Sanderson. Thank you for
bless
playing.
Bless you.
And
Branson Sampersand?
Yes. Captain Ampersand is the best. And but what I like his other stuff better. He wrote, because he's a much better writer than Robert Jordan.
No, I've heard that, but I really prefer the terrible way he writes.
And you did you read and reread them?
I read them in high school, and then I stopped reading them in college because I started having sex. And then...
Hell yeah.
You kidding?
Yeah, I did it, you guys. And then now I had gotten cancer. Don't feel sorry for me. I'm cool.
Shout out to cancer, you guys. It blows.
Any cancer heads in the house?
Who's had the cancer? Everyone just raise
any
your hand.
Any cancer heads? No?
Come on.
Okay,
you're
cool.
All, you've done it.
The silver fox raised his hand in the back.
All right.
Really?
Good work, sir.
Oh, what kind of cancer, sir? Shout your cancer out.
You had the throat cancer? You're not talking about it. Good for
throat.
You.
Oh, throat. Okay, good cool.
You did say cancer head, so brain.
Breast, not to like make you feel how yours isn't as sexy, but...
Sir, the wig looks great, all right?
Well, let's bring this down a
took
notch.
A turn.
Anyway, it really took a turn.
Yeah, let's
are you
dial
reading
it back
any,
a little bit.
Do you still read any science fiction? Have you read a Canticle for Leibowitz? We're about to live it. Anyway.
I like science fiction, but I haven't read anything new lately that's sci-fi.
Okay.
But I like Philip K. Dick and shit like that.
Oh, have you been able to finish a Philip K. Dick book?
I have.
I've never been able to finish a Philip K. I love they make good movies because the stories are
Jackie,
amazing.
Jackie, I finished 18 or whatever Robert Jordan books.
Oh, that's right. That is true. That is true.
I and am Philip a K. glutton Dick, for punishment.
It's right. That is you are unraveling a tale. If you read a Philip, he wrote Paycheck, a story so excellent that even Ben Affleck at his worst couldn't ruin that movie. He almost did, but the story was still great.
Oh, wow.
Do you ever see Paycheck?
No, I never saw Paycheck.
How about
no.
Axel? Do you ever see
Axel? No.
All right, it's about a robot dog. And
wait, what?
I just went. You guys, I saw a movie called Axel. I saw it on the back of a chair on an airplane. That's how I recommend you see it. The first time I saw it on mute. I also recommend that. It's about an army murder robot dog that runs away from home. It's a robot dog runs away from the army, and then it's found by our hero, which is a high school boy with a dirt bike. I could have written that script when I was nine.
That sounds like Isle of Dogs.
That was a set. It was it?
Sounds like Isle of Dogs.
Isle of Dogs?
Yeah.
It feels more like the Bourne
sounds
Supremacy
like...
meets Air Bud.
I was just going to say Air Bud.
Yeah.
That's what Isle of Dogs was.
Was it?
That's what Isle of Dogs
was. I would
yeah.
watch Isle of Dogs. All right.
Yeah.
It's but the murder dog is he. It turns out he bonds with Miles, and they ride around. At one point, the dog turns into a ramp and he jumps off him.
What?
It's pretty awesome. It's just yeah. It's Axel, AXL.
Hold on. Did you watch Mega Man? That sounds like Mega Man.
I loved Mega Man.
I love the game Mega Man on Sega Genesis.
It sounds like the cartoon.
Oh, I never saw the cartoon. I only saw the
I guess there were a couple cartoons.
The video game. The thing is we have to celebrate everybody's different dorkdom, don't
That's
you
true.
Think? It's do you have a favorite Miyazaki?
See, I didn't watch a lot of Miyazaki growing up, and so I'm like trying to catch up on it now. Because I watched My Neighbor Totoro recently, which I love.
Yeah, that was
Spirited
beautiful.
Away is a classic.
I love Spirited Away.
Did you see the bug one? Valley of the Wind?
Oh, Nausicaa. I've not seen Nausicaa yet, but
that's an amazing, and I don't like bugs. It was beautiful. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about like bad dubs of, or bad subtitles versions of Nausicaa, where just like, I forget the guy's name, Jerry Beck is this guy who started like the Cartoon Fantasy Organization, and he did all the dubbing for Miyazaki when it came out, and
Hit and miss,
lot of it was bad.
A lot of it didn't work out.
The worst heckle I've ever had is the guy said, "All right, that's enough, Totoro."
Oh no,
referring to me.
Yeah, really Totoro's a big cat. Yeah. He's a big cat thing with six legs.
He's also a big fat animal, so you know it made sense.
So it's like a fancier Garfield insult.
Yeah,
kind of.
I wouldn't have known if someone called me that. I would have been like, can someone explain me why why this is insulting.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's hard to be insulted when you don't get all
don't
the,
get
references.
The references.
I walk through life blissfully.
Yeah.
Because I don't get any of it. See, now, because Nausicaa is my favorite of his stuff, even is though it? I do love Ponyo.
Yeah, Nausicaa is on my list. It's been on my list for a while. I just have not. Yeah, I'm rewatching too much. I'm watching Evangelion and Cowboy Bebop and all this stuff, and I'm just like
Cowboy
yeah,
Bebop.
I like Naruto when I was a kid, and I just did a video on Naruto's timeline, and it was like a half hour, like 35 minute video, just stating facts, and I think I'm done with it.
There's 300 episodes of Naruto.
Yeah.
And it's
not over.
No, no. And it's every half an hour has about 2 minutes of, they make it through part of the woods.
Yeah.
They're just like, they're running through trees and woods and running. And it's entirely about friendship, as far as I could tell.
Yes. 100%.
It's
really sweet.
It's a very sweet premise for a show that doesn't go anywhere
yeah.
for a long time.
That sentence basically sums up anime. Across the board.
Is that it's always about friendship and it doesn't go anywhere?
Yeah, 100% of the time.
A little slice of life.
See Vampire Hunter D?
Again,
oh, I used
again
to watch
on my
that.
List. Yeah.
That was
gnarly.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that?
There's a guy who has mouths in his hands and he has to
pretty
feed.
Pretty badass.
Yeah.
It's really cool. There was a lot of blood and beheadings. It used to
very
be on sci-fi
and
after
fun.
Dark and I'd be like,
yeah.
I'm in. Nice. Before I knew about
See,
pornography. It was like score.
Yeah, I don't think I ever watched
Show me
it.
What that hand do.
It didn't have like a weird magazine of like so shit that was in it. It was like very I don't know.
I watched Bleach,
porn
right?
for a That's... kid. Yeah, 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 yeah. Bleach is one.
I watched Bleach for a bit.
Lakeith Stanfield is in the live action version.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
that
crazy.
Happened.
You said that, and that guy over there in the
this guy who
went,
has no idea who that is.
Oh yeah, he's like,
he
oh,
does. He does
yeah,
he know who that is.
He nodded like
oh, yeah.
he was appraising
yeah.
a painting.
Like, his friend's like, he doesn't know. He's pointing at him. He's like, he's lying.
Yeah,
he's gonna sell him out like
there's
that.
There's some ball busting with those two guys. There yeah. was some talk of them not wanting stickers earlier.
Yeah, they just
excuse
met.
Me. Did you deny a sticker for Miss Jackie? Fucking Cation.
In the end, a sticker was forced upon them.
Oh, good.
You think you're too good for a free sticker?
Yeah,
adult
what the
man
fuck's
in a
your
V-neck?
Problem, bro?
Can
huh?
we kick you out of here?
You just come from swim practice?
This
Get
has
out.
Turned into something much more dangerous than the Dork Forest was ever created to be. We're supposed to join hands and sing Kumbaya.
It's when dorks become the bullies.
Right, right.
I'm going to just stick stuff to this dude. Just random stuff.
What does
not
that mean?
Not even stickers, just sticky stuff.
I'm going to pour here. Honey on him and then lick it off. Wait, this got weird.
That it did.
Why don't you come up with a couple more lyrics?
You guys want some great
yeah, let's
lyrics?
Have some,
All right,
why don't
cool.
you break out some lyrics?
So I'm really into this Jungle Pussy song.
For or against?
Jungle Pussy song called Bling Bling. And the chorus of it is, bling, bling, bitch, do my own thing, bitch. Fuck a wedding ring, that ding-a-ling was just a fling, bitch. Oh, pretty good.
Fuck a pretty wedding good. Ring, that is what?
Fuck a wedding ring, that ding-a-ling was just a fling, bitch.
Oh.
We should make this Jungle Pussy a poet laureate.
I think yeah. we should.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's wonderful. Also, here's another stanza from her. Got a big mouth, but your mindset is little. Got a big dick, but the income is minimal. Shit is not funny. The mission is critical. Setting yourself up for disses and ridicules. Talk to these hoes, and I got them to switch on you. Talk to your mom, and now she's gonna shit on you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right, friends. Friends who are crying, one of you is crying right now.
She sounds mean.
Yeah. Also, how about like Rihanna forehead, bitch, you gotta think big.
Wow.
That seems a little cold. That's
pretty good.
That's it.
And then here's a conscious one, J. Cole. I came fast like 911 in white neighborhoods. Ooh.
No.
People of Boise don't like that one.
No, no, they all got it.
Yeah, all of them were
it.
Just so guilty white.
They were
3 seconds
yes.
flat.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we do get
yeah.
a lot of
the people
help
that
from
are
the police.
They hated that so much, the police are here already.
Yeah. They're like, what? Did someone mention our name? Is everyone okay here?
Yeah. You guys good? Everybody good?
You guys need another Chardonnay? No? Okay.
Nobody
we'll
is
be on
more upset in my life than my black and brown friends when I keep showing them things that are happening. I'm like, did you see this? And they're like, yes.
Every day.
My life is very complicated. Are we going to lunch or not? And I was like, I'm so sorry. I thought I knew, but I didn't know. So it's like that. Mm-hmm. Wow, those are...
Thank you so much.
And I haven't heard of most of those artistes.
Well, I was hoping to really
blow
get
some
you
minds.
Into this tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
How about, met the bitch, but I fuck her like I missed her.
Oh, interesting. This is a one-night stand? Let's unpack this.
Yeah. It's a one-night stand.
I never
really
met her.
But he gave it his all.
But he gave it all, his all.
You know, as if they were already involved. Then she left, and he missed her so much that when she came back, he really gave it to her.
This is a common,
it's pretty sweet.
This
it
is a common
sweet,
narrative,
is.
Though, on one-night stands. I haven't had a lot of them, but there would be guys who'd be like, I don't want to use a condom. And I'd say, well, we'll be using a condom. And and then he would say,
was
it doesn't...
during a school presentation?
I had a PowerPoint going, and I said, point. Anyway, so, but I said, well, we have to use a condom. And then he would say, but it doesn't feel as good. And I said, does it feel better to use a condom or to not have sex? And then I remember one guy saying, don't you trust me? And I was like, we just met. I don't trust you. I mean, and the thing is he was like, he was going to fuck me like he knew me. And I was going to fuck him like the stranger that he was.
If you don't drop a rap album by the end of the month, I am going to be so mad at you.
And see, I'm going to be mad at you if you do. So, like, it's like, wow.
All right, I was going to pitch that tomorrow at Dark Tank to racism. I'm like, well, first, you get Jackie Cation.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about
coming. To record a kick-ass rap album. Yeah, I'm not going to.
This is my sex education speech that I'll be giving. Clearly, I need to write that down and do it on stage because it got a huge fucking laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not above turning this into some sort of workshop. You said that you also had comics lines that you loved a lot.
You mean
stand-up?
Comedians?
Yeah, didn't you?
Oh, no, I was just going to say that, yes, there are. I have, like, lines that run through my head all the time.
Yeah.
Well, like, I always love that Chris Rock joke where he talks about how when you've been with somebody for a long time, like, you wake up and she's there, and, like, you go to sleep, she's there, and he's like, damn, why don't you go out and get kidnapped or something? Have some new shit happen to you. And I think about that literally every day of my life.
Really? Do you guys have my favorite Emo Phillips line is that you have to see stand-up comedy live. It's better than on television because stand-up comedy on television is like incest where you've given up quality for convenience. Emo Phillips, you guys.
Oh, man.
That's you guys awesome. Got one?
Oh, wow. I wish I could...
You didn't know there'd be a quiz.
I did not know. Look, I wish I knew the guy's name. I will tell you as... I will look it up after I say this, and we can cite him later. But he's a Chinese comedian, and he has a joke where he says, people always ask me what it's like to live in China, and I just say, well, I can't complain.
That is a great joke.
Yeah.
I wonder who that is. I wonder whose joke that is. Any idea?
I didn't get the joke.
It's an authoritarian regime.
No. Tap that mana. Yeah. It's a tap.
Yeah.
So
things are tough over there?
I don't know if you know this. There's at least a billion people there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's their thing. That's
they don't
their
fit.
Jam.
Damn, that's wild.
I don't know if you've... have you ever seen... I was just in Southeast Asia and I saw a lot of Chinese mainland tourists and I had never... if you haven't seen them, you will because all they have is a giant bag of money and they've never been anywhere. It's like, they're like Americans from 1960. I swear to God. They're just wandering the earth going, well, do you think they'd sell it? It's like, it's Angkor Wat, you dumb. No. They're not selling you their ancient ruins. They don't like money. They're essentially Texans from 1960.
They're also like Russians. That is what Russians are like when they move to America and get rich.
Oh, right, because they paint everything gold grandmother had $1 million.
Yeah, everything's just gilded for no reason. And like,
I was in Saddam Hussein's guest house once.
He could have been Russian. I saw that decor.
I mean, some of the stuff was real and some of it was plastic, but it was like the chandeliers were plastic, but the floors were marble. And you're like, oh, you're saving up for the next round of going to change the gold. And it was, yeah. I mean, it's tacky is what it is. I'm from Wisconsin. We like something a little more tasteful.
That's what my aunt's house looks like. I swear to God. It's all leather furniture and like really shiny surfaces everywhere for no reason. And like the art is all like gold and black panels that are like different levels, you know? Like different depths. like
weird.
Like it's like
shimmery?
Supposed to be like art deco, but it's bad. You know, where it's like all kinds of shapes and
do you have family members that are trying to set you up with a priest who paints tiny gold leaf reliquaries by any chance?
I'm a Jew, so no.
Well, allow my father to set you up with a priest.
I can't wait.
All right.
I don't know what any of that meant.
No?
No.
Well,
it's an authoritarian regime.
Bam! Nice work.
Wow.
No, actually, really? Some of the names are after vegetables, and the other names
What are we doing right
and
now?
And then another family is articles of clothing.
Why is this happening
and
to me?
And then the guy that's in charge, his name is Lord Freezer. And
you know what?
He is very mad. And then...
You know what? I'm just glad you learned something today. I'm really happy. I'm really glad you took all that to heart.
I want to know, Sam, do you ever do pickup games? Or do you do the drafting games? Do you ever...
Oh, I like draft. I like money drafts. I lived in Vegas for 2 years, and I would play in like $1,000 money drafts.
Whoa. Wow.
What is that?
So everyone puts in like $100. And
okay.
Then, depending on whatever set you want to draft, sometimes people would bust out like the dark, like if they had old boxes of that, all the way through, whatever, and then the winner would take the pot. So
what's the dark?
The dark was definitely the worst set ever published by Wizards of the Coast. Yeah.
Come on,
Natch.
You guys, we all know that.
I mean, there was the dark.
What makes a bad set, though? What makes a bad set? Is just not good powers or not good spells? Or
yeah, I mean, it was just a playability issue. Because the game started off and it was very easy to play, like, fast, broken magic, and then they had to, like, tone it down. I feel so bad talking
about
this.
No, dude, you really just got to believe
you
in yourself.
You can't.
Yeah,
I know, I'm sorry,
fuck these
everyone.
Two. You're not boring me.
I'm proud.
No, yeah.
I'm really proud of you right
Thank
now.
Thank you, man.
See?
This really
there
does feel
go.
Like a breakthrough.
It really is. I'm giving a nice round of applause for
your
Sam
passion.
Talley.
Thank you.
For owning his dorkdom and making it part of his life.
I've never felt more like an ally right now. You know what I mean? Like,
embrace your passion.
I'm just going to rest my head real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, yeah, the dark was bad, but we would play these money drafts, and you'd walk with like, you know, sometimes $1,600.
So the only thing I know about drafting Magic the Gathering is where you go to a store that sells Magic the Gathering,
right?
And it's usually you give $20.
Sure, yeah.
And I don't think anybody wins the money.
No, yeah, well, I mean, you get store credit typically.
They
usually give you like $150 back in store credit.
If you win the whole tournament.
Yeah.
And so everybody gets a booster pack, which has how many cards in it?
15.
And then you go through, you pick the one you want, and then you pass it to somebody?
Yeah, you pass it around.
And so are you doing something in Vegas with old decks?
If someone had like an old box of cards and they wanted to break them out because they had no inherent value because they were such a shitty set.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how would they break the? They would make them into 15.
No, they would just be unopened packs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So someone would have like an old box they never opened, like Mercadian Masks or something terrible.
Right.
And then, you know, they would typically keep the cards after you opened them.
Oh, interesting. Oh, yeah. You'd give them back the cards.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Because you could buy a case of booster packs.
You can buy a box, yeah.
And how many packs are in a box? 20?
28.
And clearly someone has purchased. But don't you get a deal? Do you get a deal if you buy a box?
A case, yeah. If you buy 8 boxes at a time.
Okay.
Oh, which, my God.
Which I have a couple under the bed. I'm letting them appreciate. Like fine wine.
I'm really hoping that your wife is like a radiologist or something.
No, she's a lifesaver.
Just a regular life-saving doctor instead of like a $400,000 a year radiologist.
Oh, she doesn't make any money.
Oh,
yeah,
that's too bad. You
she's
guys.
Busy helping people doing rural medicine.
All right.
If you need to have an abortion in Eastern Colorado, my wife will probably do it.
There you go. Good for her. You know why? Because women are people.
Oh, yeah.
And no one gives a shit when a man makes a decision that they may or may not regret, but probably won't. Anyway, I knew a guy who had a tattoo on his face. Anyway, so... And you know what? He doesn't regret it. He likes it. So... And it's not 18 years and you never get to have a life. Anyway, hi. Sorry, did it get dark? Did it get dark in here? Am I being pitchforks, torches? No, not my fans. Anyway, so here's the thing is we are at an hour, which is usually when I get exhausted. But well, we have, you guys, I would love to have you each on separately so that you could all be self-conscious alone.
yeah, great.
Sam Talent, you, by the way, is at Sam Talent on...
I'm on Instagram. Twitter's evil. So yeah, get on Instagram at Sam Talent. Two L's, y'all.
ENT, respect. Right?
Yep.
And then, and what's the name of your podcast again that has 16 episodes?
Shinin'.
All right, there
check
you go.
It out. Yeah.
And you, Doye?
I am at Professor Doye on everything. And my podcast is called Dark Tank. And all that Dragon Ball Z shit about it being kind of racist, I have a video where I break it down, unfortunately.
Oh, that's awesome. But is it for the shows you're doing?
Yeah, it's for Frederator. The channel is called Getting the Robot, which is a reference to Evangelion.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. And Sophia Alexander, where can people find you?
I am on Evil Twitter. And
me too.
Evil Instagram and Evil Facebook.
As?
I'm the Sophia, T-H-E-S-O-F-I-Y-A on Twitter and on Instagram.
And Private Parts Unknown is your podcast.
Is my podcast, yeah, where we travel the world and learn about sexuality and love all over the world. And we just went to Helsinki and we're putting together our first episodes about that. And it's really interesting. It's a super feminist country.
Wow.
It's very interesting.
All right. You've chosen wisely, Rangers of the Dork Forest. And if you would like a sticker, didn't get one. I have more stickers. I'm not above giving away a sticker is what's happening here. I would sell you merch, but I really didn't bring any. So just go to JackieCation.com. It's at JackieCation. You can also go to FamilyPetAncestry.com if you want to know if your cat came over on the Mayflower. Is your dog eligible to join the Dogs of the American Revolution, the DAR? Find out at FamilyPetAncestry.com. All that does is send you to JackieCation.com. Thanks a lot, you guys, for coming
out. Hey, JackieCation, everybody.
My hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?